This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Feels like a Thursday to me. I thought last night I thought today was going to be Thursday.
Tomorrow's Friday. You skipped a day.
Well, I'm traveling. There's so much going on, you know, prepping for a trip to Puerto Rico and my mom. But we are here. Wednesday, August 16th. We thank you for tuning in to The Fan. Thank you for checking us out on CSN. This Wednesday, August 16th, as always, brought to you by PenFed Credit Union. Great rates for sports fan and you. Visit PenFed.org for more details. John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
And Johnny Cakes Auville.
With Jason out of town, I think I have to be the ringleader for Throwback Jersey tomorrow. Mm. So I will send you a text, EB and Valdez, at an appropriate time. It won't be at 5:59 a.m. like Jason likes to send them.
I'm flying out after the show. I'm probably going to pass tomorrow.
Oh, come on. You can just stuff it in your bag.
You think I want to walk around town in the airport with my jersey?
Oh, you can stuff it in your work bag. Yeah. Leave it in your car.
Maybe.
Valdez, maybe we'll be on an island tomorrow.
Maybe. We'll see.
Valdez is even losing steam for the bit.
Yeah, I did so much driving yesterday that my whole calendar was out of whack, and I was convinced that just when I was driving around and I just started kind of planning in my head what was going to happen the next day, I was just assuming it was Thursday.
Yeah, you're skipping. You're racing
the bit
through
where,
life.
You know, I drive to work, then I drive from D.C. to Bowie, then from Bowie to Baltimore, Baltimore back to Bowie, then Bowie eventually back to Gaithersburg.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was just miles, and it
so
was
many
pouring,
miles you're racking up.
Pouring just buckets.
So many lesses you're putting on your car.
There were just people when I was driving back from Hopkins Hospital yesterday with my mom on 97 and 301. It was pouring so much that people were just pulling over.
I don't understand that bit.
I don't really understand.
No, you do that when you can't see.
Yeah, there's no visibility.
Okay, if it's end of days rain, maybe. Like, so hard that you can...
Well, here's how you do it.
I've never encountered rain so bad that I've had to pull over.
I'm not sure that I have, but I could see why. Like, if your windshield wipers don't work particularly well, sometimes you're down to the felt on your windshield wipers.
Okay.
Has that ever happened to you? It's happened to me.
I mean, I've had crappy wipers at
yeah,
some
then
point.
Yeah, and when you
but
get that powerful storm, you can't see anything.
They work enough to get the rain off my windshield.
I will tell you this, that the cars that didn't have lights, mine's always on auto. Now, older cars may not
Auto's
have that feature.
The greatest.
I just leave it on auto. So I assume.
Even my Tahoe, which is like an early 2000s vehicle, it has auto.
Right. So I assume most people have that, but.
Gotta have auto.
If you don't,
you're dumb.
And it's terrible.
If you're manually turning
your
on
lights
your lights,
on.
You're dumb.
That's what threw me. There was one car, like I just was in one lane and I had a car, you know, hundreds of yards ahead of me, and I would see it. But then I would lose it at times. I would lose the car because the visibility was so bad.
Hmm. Yeah, no, it got bad, but then it got decent.
It did.
After that. Yeah, it ended up being decent.
I mean, it rained buckets for a while, and eventually it stopped.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, this has been kind of a nasty week, though.
Waste. I thought this yesterday when I was running around a little bit myself. I was like, what a waste of like a prime day on the calendar, you know, like a mid-August day.
Yeah, it could be a perfect.
Hello, we're still in 85 summer.
85 degree.
We're still in summer.
Day.
We're still in summer for at least a month. I think five more weeks of summer,
I
technically.
Mean, it doesn't feel like it. Everybody's kind of ramping up to get back to school. You know, kids are back in practice and everything for their fall teams. But we still have summer.
But
I want to go to the pool.
Oh, trust me, it's going to feel like summer because there are times I've been to, like, Terps games, early Terps games on the football schedule in
There's
early September.
There.
No, but you think, okay, summer's basically over. It's going to start getting cooler in September. And then you're out in the bleachers, like, on September 10th.
Right.
And it couldn't be hotter.
That's true.
I mean, you just feel like you're a rotisserie chicken.
Right.
So, like, into, like, the second and third week of September, it can still get hot.
But I was just in this kind of planning mode with my mother because we're going to Puerto Rico on Saturday, and we're doing a bit where my mom has a condo on the beach. You guys both have been there. It's 17th floor. It's beautiful. She's going to stay there part of the time, but we also have a two-bedroom suite at the El San Juan Hotel.
Fancy.
You know, my wife, the baby, then you got the kids, and there's going to be kind of like a whole back and forth. And then we were trying to figure out how do we get to the airport. And I have a Nissan Pathfinder, courtesy of Priority Nissan, and it does have the third row seating. But when you use the third row seating, all of a sudden your trunk space becomes
It's shrunken.
Very limited. And Kelsey's going to have a suitcase. Dylan's going to have a little suitcase.
Yeah.
My wife's going to have a suitcase. My mom,
sure,
she travels
can't
with a lot.
Just, can't Uber it, or is it too difficult?
I mean, we might be able to do something like that. You know, is
need a big one.
I get the parental pressure. Let's all go together. And she wants us to, like, spend the night in Bowie because the flight's, like, at 8:40, and I got to arrange, like, a wheelchair for my mom. It's just a whole big rigmarole.
Yeah, you need some extra siblings. That's perfect.
Well, what I'm thinking about doing is
ease the burden.
Doing two cars.
Yeah, you might have to with all
the
luggage.
We just do two cars. Or, now, that's paying for a lot of parking, but you know what? My mom's going to pay for her parking, and I'll just deal with it like Jess can drive the Pathfinder.
I would seriously consider like an Uber or Lyft, one of those situations. And then you don't even have to park. It'll get you there, and then when you get back, you take it home. And everybody's...
From Bowie to BWI is probably pretty expensive, though.
It might not
be. Oh, it's not going to be cheap.
You might be surprised. My kid goes 10 miles into town, you know, several times a week. It's like $12. I mean,
okay,
depends.
Well,
depends
from
on the
Bowie
day.
To BWI is going to be a solid 30.
All right, so it's $30-$40. It's going to be cheaper than it is. That's about what your daily parking rate might be for every 2 days. It's worthy of consideration. And then they could drop you right off. You don't have to take that stinking bus.
You just get jobbed all the way around for money, no matter what it is. Like yesterday, I went to pick up my car that had been worked on at Farish. So I drop off the loaner. And while I had the loaner, it was a Chrysler 200. Nice little car. You can zoom around. And I told Mark Johnson, the service guy, I said, kind of like this 200 zooming around town in it. I might keep it for an extra few days. He responded, be careful of the speed cameras. I said, of course I am. Not a problem. So I walk into his office yesterday.
How many tickets did you have?
No. What does he have sitting here? It wasn't a speeding violation. And this mystifies me. I don't know how I got it. I got a toll violation on the 95, 495 express lanes.
Did you have your Easy Pass in there?
No, there's no Easy Pass. But I don't recall being out in one of the express lanes. But I guess I was, because there was the photo of the dealer tag that was on my car.
Is there any chance one of the dealers drove it before? It was definitely one of the days you had the vehicle?
Definitely one of the days when I had it.
Right in the middle of the time.
Yeah, right smack dab in the middle of the time that I had it.
That reminds me, I got a ticket in the last couple of weeks for $1.20. And I was like,
what's it for?
Easy pass violation. I have an easy pass. Like, I guess it just didn't catch.
I don't know.
The easy pass?
You should call.
ICC, which I use the ICC. I'm one of the few people that use the ICC.
Yeah, I use it.
I use the ICC on the regular.
Yeah.
So how all of a sudden do I get $1.20 by Layhill Road?
Don't know. I wish I got off so lucky, because I pick up the paper and I look at it. And initially I see, you know, toll violation amount, $14.75.
Fine.
I'm like, okay, that's fine. Underneath that? Administrative fees?
50?
You care to guess what the,
I'm gonna say 50
the administrative
bucks.
Fees
I'm
are?
I'm going to say $50. And then
$75.
Wow. So $14 for the violation, $75 to send you the letter.
Somebody's getting rich off these stupid express
lanes.
Well,
I'm actually nervous. It's funny that you say that because, you know, my guy, Mike Walker at BMW Fairfax, loaned me the 540, the newest 2018 540, and I've been driving around town in that thing, and it is a rocket ship. Probably not dissimilar from your 200. And I find myself just zooming around town.
Right.
And there are more cameras now than anywhere.
Sure.
Now, you kind of get a sense of it now because you kind of know where they are. But they keep popping up. Mm-hmm. There are stretches connected
You're
everywhere.
You're supposed to see a sign, right, that says photo enforced.
Right, but those signs are everywhere now. Yep. They're literally everywhere, like on Connecticut Avenue, stretches, wherever. And I find myself in that vehicle. I was going like 60, it feels like you're going 30.
Right.
You know, I was on the Beltway the other day. I was going like 85. I thought I was going 55. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you're in those really, really nice vehicles and you're flying, I guarantee you I'm going to get a few presents
but,
in
I mean,
the mail.
If
I guarantee you
the thing
I will.
That tilts me the most is I just can't figure out when I violated.
Yeah. Right.
Like, if I commit a violation, I'm fine to pay it. It's the price of doing business. I get it.
I generally agree with you.
I don't recall being in one of the 95/495
that's
express
lanes.
That's
just the aging process catching up with you. You have no recollection.
I guess. Well, I was racking my feeble brain yesterday trying to figure out.
Well, did a ghost get in a car and drive it around? No. It's either you.
Yeah.
Your wife.
I definitely asked Amy. I was like, not that I care, but did you take the car out and I didn't realize it? Did you go on?
Well, there's a little section which can be confusing.
Here?
If you leave Tyson's.
Yeah.
And you leave where the Palm is and Eddie V's, oftentimes you go out.
I know.
And you
left.
Take that left turn and you're going to end up in the express lane.
I know that bit. I know that those are express lanes. And I've been up and down that corridor. I don't think I was in one of those lanes, but maybe I guess I darted into one of them and I got caught.
I don't know. The easy
and I'm
pass,
saucy.
I think, is a great thing, but sometimes I don't trust it. I got this ticket, have an easy pass right there under the rear view mirror. It makes no sense that I'm going to take it for $1.20.
Well, you just call and say, I have the easy pass. I drove through it. I don't know why it didn't
I'm not
going
to fight $1.20.
Well,
the juice ain't worth the squeeze on $1.20.
I considered fighting it for $89.70, but then I was like, I have to pay.
But it's gotten to the point now where I actually pause a little bit to make sure that little green light goes off.
I always pause a little bit. I always slow down a little bit.
I usually just get in the only easy pass
lane. No, I always, and it tilts me if I don't quite see it, but I always make sure it turns green.
Right.
Because I want to know that it registered. Because there are periods where, for some reason, it might not. Maybe you didn't pay a bill.
I drove all the way to the Borgata one year. I'm sure it wasn't.
Did you ding everyone?
It wasn't the year that I was listening to Vivid Radio when I nearly had my pants around my knees when I was driving. But I went through every single toll plaza thinking I was paying. I wasn't paying.
Right.
Yeah. Just committing violations and infractions left and right.
Well, generally speaking, they don't have the cameras, the red light, obviously not red light cameras, but the speed cameras on the beltway, right?
Correct.
But I did hear a few weeks ago, it didn't affect my commute, but there was a work section, I believe somewhere near Tacoma Park, where maybe they were doing some work on the shoulder.
They're doubling the
so
fines.
So they put some speed cameras. Do you know how many people probably got horned with speed
tickets?
Well,
they have
tickets?
One over here. I think it's on, is it on 395? I don't know what the hell it is. When I get off the BW Parkway and I think I get on 395 and I'm coming down here, there's one right there on that major
on
highway.
South Capitol?
No, on 395.
He comes a different way.
I come a different way than you guys. And it definitely got me a few times coming into work until I realized it. And now that I'm thinking about it, I don't think I was thinking about that when I was in that 540.
Right.
You probably weren't.
I guarantee you I zoomed through that because you don't even feel it. I remember this was a thing from G. Gordon Liddy from 15 years. When was the last time G. Gordon Liddy was on the air? Was it like pre-9/11?
It was the first few years that we did the radio
show. Lovely Diana!
His bit was that the speeds for the roads, they're just outdated.
Yeah.
That like the German manufacturers and the American manufacturers, for that matter, the technology is way surpassed it.
That's true.
You know? I
know where every single speed camera is in my neck of the woods in Montgomery County. They can't pull the okey-doke on me anymore.
In my neck of the woods, I do. But if I venture out, say, to your neighborhood,
you
I have to be on the lookout.
Yes.
Because they keep popping up. They're literally everywhere.
Yeah.
And as my kid is driving now, and he's trying to get as many hours as he can, I constantly keep telling him, dude, slow down. This is the exact kind of road the cameras are.
Sure.
And you just got to be, aware. You know, JP mentions Bowie. So my wife and I, we met some family. Some of her cousins were in town. And we went to Bowie. They invited us. They were from Jersey and from San Diego. They wanted to take the family out to Outback.
Okay.
To thank Dina's parents.
I'm blaming onion.
For housing them for a few days.
You headed over to the old Hilltop Plaza.
Hold
on. That Outback is still there?
It's a different location.
It's not right there. Drove to it, and I kind of had remembered
that. Is the Waxy Maxi still there, too?
No, but it's all
and
new stores.
Pizza Wheel.
But I pull up to it, and it's like a Bluefish Grill or something. I'm like, where's the Outback? And then it's in
just on the other side of the...
It's the exact opposite side.
Oh,
and it may have been there for 10 years now, for all I know.
Right.
Several years.
But I have to tell you, I had a fantastic meal at Outback.
Of course you
Nobody
did.
Nobody makes a better wedge salad, I'm convinced. It is spectacular. And then I had a tilapia with crab meat because I didn't feel like getting beef.
Right.
That was unbelievable.
Really? Look at you.
I had a fantastic meal.
You're
at
going
Outback.
Off board in the Outback ordering fish.
Usually I get a steak.
Yeah.
Usually I get a prime rib or something, but last night I wasn't feeling it. I was feeling a little fishy.
Very good.
And the tilapia, Valdez would have been in heaven.
I mean, the Outback does it right.
It was an amazing meal. I'm sorry.
Yeah, all those plazas that we grew up with and all those malls have completely changed.
Completely changed.
We went out a week or two ago to an Italian place at the old, I think it used to be called the Free State Mall, where when we grew up, there was a Peebles.
Right.
And there used to be a Giant. And the Giant moved from one side all the way to the other. And it's become this huge Giant. Now they have, you know, like a TJ Maxx and a Ross Dress for Life. Those things that always come
right,
together.
All the sillies that I like.
Right. All the sillies. I don't even know if they still have the bowling alley.
Yeah.
But they've all changed. But here's the thing about Outback. You always rail against chain restaurants. That's a chain restaurant, but you know what you're going to get. You know what you're going to get.
My wife and I actually had this conversation yesterday.
Is your brother's job safe? I saw Applebee's shut down over 100 stores across the country.
As far as I know, things are good. But
he's a pro. Anybody, yeah. They'd be lucky to have Ross running their bar. I actually think Outback's gotten better. I actually think they've stepped up their game. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, Outback is owned by the same company that owns Bonefish and Carrabba's, right?
It's possible.
Yes, I think
the
think
same
so.
Restaurant group owns it. What I've noticed about
better.
All of those, I went to Bonefish with my mom and my family about a month, well, not even a month ago, for my mom's birthday, which is August 5th. And a lot of those places now are opening for lunch.
Right.
Remember back in the day, all those restaurants
right.
were just open for dinner? Smart move. Like, you want to make more money? How about you open up for
right.
lunch?
How about you open the doors at 11 o'clock?
Right.
But I drove by the one in Fairfax. It's not there anymore.
Things change, brother.
It's not there anymore.
I think it's just in a different location.
I mean, you're
definitely not in the old location.
Nope. Ibu was thrown off. When was the last time you'd been to Hilltop Plaza? I mean, you wouldn't go there.
Oh, exactly.
I think the last time I've been there was like 1989.
Right.
I think back during
the pizza wheel days.
Like I would go to Waxy Max's to get the latest heavy metal cassette that was coming out.
Right.
Like the latest Metallica or Def Leppard or Slayer
well,
album.
You have no reason. I have family that's to live in that area.
Yeah.
So I am in that region way more often than you might think. Just never really paid attention. Pulled up to the old Outback. Wasn't there.
Did you get the Bloomin' Onion?
No. I didn't. Yeah, believe me.
Bloomin' Onion's so good.
Bloomin' Onion's amazing.
Dipping in that spicy sauce?
No.
All right. Phone number, as always, you want to get in touch with us throughout the show, is 800-636-1067. You can also tweet us at Junks Radio here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.